Can you believe that?
$4.99. Fantastic. That's why it's so interesting. $4.99 for an audio interface and this.
I know, that's ridiculous.
It's really silly. It's really actually
silly. I just could have showed up and bought it and not had to come up here and do this demo. That would have been just a lovely word. So the multi mode, it's pretty simple. You've got four parts here.
So this is the multi mode.
Multi mode, so I can go in
four tracks.
So I can mute it. Here's the bass, I think. There it is. Cool little pre-programmed sequence there. So say you like the drums. It's an inspirational synthesizer. It has lots of options. So there's the beat. Pre-programmed beat, but once you put it into you can drop these patterns over and rearrange them, record all the notes separately. So say we like that beat, but we want to do something a little bit different with the bass. We'll bring that in here. Oops. See?
No worries.
I found a favorite one to it. So you have the first patch here is sort of a little percussive sort of sound. You get in, want to change the pattern. You get in, change the pattern around if you like. Tweeters and keys. That one is. Bring the. Get to bring the synth back in. Yes, that synth's so sexy right there.
What is that synth?
Oh, yeah. Hello. So you hear all the different sounds that they give you. Now you're not gonna love all these patterns, trust me. A lot of people spend a lot of time trying to give the user lots of different feels. But it's sort of you kind of use it as a tool more than something that's going to go in the final product. You may find something in there you want to change some things around the snares and stuff. But it's more like you get to the synth, you want to find something that inspires you for that moment. What I've found most user friendly is just getting in and attacking, individual presets. And the guys did at Avid and Audio and Tayo and Umber, they did an amazing job creating a really, really great collection of sounds that are just right off the bat ready to go. You can have the really angry synth sound, a nice sort of friendly synth that you want to introduce to the mom and the dad. You have the synth next door. You have the synth that reminds you of your your aunt Melly.
It's like a Neil Scott synth or something.
A lot of different synths in here, but you have some really crazy sounds. I love the way that I want to have the job of naming sounds. Just give me. That's gotta be the craziest job ever of naming sounds. Some well, really good. But anyways. So like we were talking about the four different knobs here. Work with the first the oscillator, three to this will sync it together. Filter envelope, obviously everybody knows what that is. That comes up into the LFO rate a little bit. Now, I love what they've done here with the filter type. Easy button on the top, change the filter type on the fly, bypass it. Everybody loves the low pass. And I wish I could grab every one of you and take you into our studio and show you the magic that is Venom. And for a small price, we could do that. We can work that out. But,
$25,000.
I don't know, it's like, what was the first thing you said besides, I think Scott needs to change his underwear. What was that? What was that? What was the second thing?
Oh, no.
You guys are great at this.
Oh, yes. So much fun.
We don't have a camera on the keyboard, but basically the four
four
performance controls are these here, and you select what they're doing with this up and down here, and that kind of gives you an idea of how you run the keyboard. And this is actually the editing program where you get much deeper into the sounds, but the performance on the keyboard are these four, and then selecting the parameters here.
Four banks of different sounds. Now the layer one was one I really liked earlier when I was, this is easy. And again, you're not like gonna be, I mean you could, I guess, out of the box. I mean with iTunes and all the different ways you can distribute music, if you wanna just pull it out of the box and make a couple tracks, you probably have a little bit of success with that. But everything's there to sort of grab your attention, inspire you a little bit, and sort of move you forward in a project. You don't have to go multi-mode. Of course, single mode is fine. But I just love the ease of operation. I love the fact that the most important features that you want to reach at any given moment are right there. The filter cut off, the resonance, you know, you get into the filter key track, which really, really is, really enhances your entire working environment.
Yeah, well, you guys, I mean, obviously you're recording stuff at home with a bunch of hardware synths, a bunch of plugins, a bunch of stuff. But obviously you're still, sort of avid live guys. I mean, so when you go out, is this something that you could, or what
I
do you
take it to the clubs live, with know? Me. We go to the clubs and say, "Hey, baby, how's it going? Have you seen my new Venom?" No, we took this on the road the last time, and this was amazing. The Axiom Pro. If anybody was at Coachella, you saw how well it was put together. Because when I threw it, the thing was still in good shape afterwards.
You breaking stuff? It's awesome.
Well, those D7s, DX7s, we used to take on the road a lot. And Kevin said it was built strong. Hey, Kevin. He doesn't even care. He's back there in the back. Kevin, what were your first thoughts? What were your first thoughts when you saw this Axiom Pro go flying through the air at Coachella?
Very solid unit.
They're very solid.
Hopefully no one got killed.
Nope. Yes. Hopefully no one. That would be horrible. No, but it actually stayed together. We put it back on stage and played it.
Works great.
Still in the studio today.
I remember the first thing I said. I said it looked like a stormtrooper.
I said the same thing. I thought it looked like it had been raped by a stormtrooper. That's what I thought.
Anyways, I would like to take somebody out of the audience and have them come up and play around with it and just get your jam out.
You guys also brought another tune, right?
We did.
I could, but can I just have a few minutes alone with
the band? Back to the live side, so we definitely use this live. It syncs really well. It comes, it's got many sync options, but it comes set up with auto sync, either USB or MIDI. If you send it sync, it'll lock up. If you don't, you can set the tempo yourself, or you can tap tempo right from the front panel.
Someone like to come?
Well, I guess the thing too is that once we get our story straight between it, in terms of how the Pro Tools integration works, I imagine it'll probably help your workflow out at home as well.
Nuances of this sequence that's in here. Can somebody tell all those people playing the guitars to just stop for a second? This is like Comic-Con meets a guitar center in here. It's really kind of crazy. So this is the one preset that's in the multi-mode.
So those keys are, the ones in the top right, those are on the front of the keyboard. You control which one you want to mute, enable, or select, and then you choose the four parts.
I like this one, take over.